Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're now joined by Pastor Dale Crowley, Jr. from Washington, D.C. Those of you who know Dale's history know something about his background in publishing and language study and scriptural exegesis. Most of you, I trust, also know him as a political commentator. His Focus on Israel show was a regular staple at WFAX AM 1220 up in the Washington, D.C. area for over 20 years. We are now privileged to have Dale Crowley, Jr. as a regular on this show from 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning Central Time, 10 to 11 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time, every Wednesday from here on out, God willing, as long as Dale wants to lend his efforts to what we're doing here with the Republic Broadcasting Network and also with Mark Dankos America. It is a pleasure to have this fine gentleman with me on an ongoing basis. He is, as I have said earlier, folks, one of the giants, and I mean that sincerely. Dale, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, Mark. I'm in good health. The doctor has said that he can't find anything wrong with me. I'm 78, and I'll keep on going, and I'm looking forward to this every Wednesday morning for 1 hour with Mark Dankos.
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well. And, you know, just as a temporary diversion, Dale, I was looking. You were so gracious to send me your book and some other materials. I've been reading through portions of it. I noticed that in the 1960s at one point you had a connection to the University of Hawaii. We were probably in Hawaii at the same time. I was there in the 60s going to a Trinity Lutheran school in Wahiawa. My dad was stationed at Wheeler Air Force Base there in those days, so probably unbeknownst to one another, we crossed paths from time to time going back 40-some-odd years ago.
We certainly did. We were in Hawaii from 1963 to 75.
Yes.
And we've been on Oahu. I think you went to Iolani, was it?
Yes, I went to Iolani High School, too, in Honolulu. That's also where my brother went to high school, and as a point of a Hawaii sports trivia, my brother became the youngest man ever to win the Hawaiian State High School Golf Championship when he was at Iolani.
Oh.
He did that in 1967 when he was only 15 years old. That was before his 16th birthday that he won the state title in golf over there. So, yeah, I have a lot of roots in Hawaii and miss the place very much.
We miss it, too. It's a wonderful place, but I want to tell you that the state of Hawaii is full of Antichrist demons.
Yes.
That attack God's people and his church constantly, even though the missionaries did a wonderful job there back in the early 1800s.
Well, yes, and I think as we look at this whole situation, I would guess, Dale, that some of the occultic powers and principalities that you're referring to operating in Hawaii, which I know that you know, go back to what Paul has to say on this subject in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, are also the powers and principalities that seem to be operating throughout the entire country and throughout the world with renewed vengeance. And I just think about your own experience with this. As a pastor and a political commentator, you're both and have done an excellent job, obviously, at both. We talked the first time that you were on the show about the reasons why you're no longer connected to WFAX AM 1220 up in Washington, and also what this Salem Communications subsidiary has been trying to do with the lack of distribution of your book. I think there again we have to see these things not as a struggle with flesh and blood, as the Apostle Paul would say, but as a struggle with powers and principalities and with spiritual wickedness in high places. We'll be back with Pastor Dale Crowley, Jr. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today, and he will be an ongoing guest with us every Wednesday hereafter in the show's last hour, is Pastor Dale Crowley, Jr. His Focus on Israel radio show is a staple for 20 years at WFAX AM 1220 up in Washington, D.C. Dale Crowley, Jr. continues to be a gigantic force for truth, folks, in that he combines the evangelical biblical emphasis with a political orientation informed by his scriptural worldview that has given him a worldwide impact in regard to the various things that he has said about Christian Zionism. And that leads me, of course, to something that I was talking about in the first part of the show. I've been reading significant portions this morning of the essay of Jeannie Conti of Columbus, Ohio, in Culture Wars. That's Dr. E. Michael Jones' Culture Wars, the July-August 2007 edition. This article is entitled The Betrayal of the Christians of the Middle East. And, folks, it is a must-read, an absolute must-read. I believe that E. Michael Jones' site, and I'm going to have to double-check this, I can never remember whether it's culturewars.com or culturewars.org. I'll try to get that to you here before the end of the broadcast. But suffice it to say, that when we talk about this whole business of the culture wars in which we find ourselves, and that's culturewars.com, www.culturewars.com, it's fascinating to see this coalition building against this whole business of support for Israel politically and militarily to the extent that it's bringing the world closer to World War III. It clearly is sapping the soul of the United States politically, culturally, and I would argue militarily and theologically. And as we see this coalition building, I don't know if Pastor Crowley had an opportunity to listen to the first part of the show this morning or not, but I was mentioning that I was in front of the Alamo last night, did not plan to be there, but I was driving by there on the way home, and the TexansForPeace.org people were out protesting the war in Iraq. I stopped and talked with a few of those folks, gave them my latest work for the American Free Press, gave them some of Mark Glenn's literature on the USS Liberty controversy related to Israel that has appeared in AFP over quite some period of time, and made it very clear to those fine folks that I chatted with that I was certainly with them on the war, but as a conservative Christian and one who believes in the Constitution, that I am not a pacifist or a leftist. I'm simply someone who believes that when we go to war, it must be in a circumstance where our Constitution is obeyed, where it's clear that the national interest of the United States is involved, and that it has to be done according to those standards, and that the Iraq war clearly does not meet any of those fundamental criteria, it seems to me, when we look at the question. Pastor Crowley, getting back then to our conversation, what do you make of the fact that you have at least a few more Protestant evangelicals starting to follow where Dale Crowley has been leading for a long, long time? You've got that group out there that's starting to say, apparently, gee, you know, this guy Crowley that's been talking about this stuff for all these years, by George, he's right. We've got to say something about this. There are a few more of those Protestant evangelicals out there, not many yet, but a few more. Then you have more Roman Catholics that seem to be speaking out on this. And then, of course, we have people that don't share any of our theological and cultural presuppositions, in some cases, who would be identified as being a part of the American left, that are on the same page with us when it comes to this issue. What does that mean, Pastor Crowley?
Well, that thing that has happened recently, supporting what you've just said, is that I've heard from quite a few of your listeners in the last 2 or 3 weeks since I was on your program, and they've said exactly what you've said. Our eyes have been opened. Thank you for warning us and telling us what's going to happen and what's happening. I protested this attack on Iraq before it started about 5 years ago.
Yes.
And one of the reasons that I protested it was what it was going to do to the Christian community in Iraq. There was an article in the Washington Post yesterday, Iraq's Endangered Minorities, and it features what's happening to the Christian community in Iraq. There was once a strong, large Christian community in Iraq. Saddam Hussein, who was certainly an evil dictator, protected these Christians from the Sunnis and the Shiites. But now he's gone, and they have no protection, and they're leaving by the tens of thousands from Iraq. Imagine, here in the Middle East, Muslim territory, we have a strong Christian community in Iraq, and giving a testimony and witnessing for Christ, and now, thanks to our so-called Christian president, they're fleeing by the tens of thousands. This was a blunder of the greatest magnitude, Mark, and I'm grateful for all the communications I've received from your listeners since I was on 3 weeks ago, I think. You certainly do have a very fine, wonderful, perceptive listening audience around the world.
Well, I've been blessed in that regard, Pastor Crowley, and one of the things that has blessed me in particular are the number of resources that I've had out there as God has enabled those resources to develop, who bring to the table the kind of information that you do. And as you talk about this Washington Post story this morning, I get back to what Jeannie Conti was saying in this essay for Michael Jones, Culture Wars. And again, Mrs. Conti is from Columbus, Ohio, is a Roman Catholic, and has written this essay entitled The Betrayal of the Christians in the Middle East, and she's talking in this instance about both Palestine and Iraq, and this is what she says in the very first page of the essay. A ninth-generation Christian Palestinian, Dr. Abe Atta, laments that, quote, few outside the Middle East even know that we Christian Palestinians exist, and those who do conveniently forget about us, unquote. Atta left Bethlehem for higher education in Lebanon, but was, as all Palestinians who leave, denied the right to return to the land of his birth. He tells us that after World War II, Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus, was 80% Christian. Now he says that percentage hovers around 20% at the very most and are rapidly shrinking. In Iraq, says Jeannie Conti, the situation is similarly bleak. Iraq's minority Christian community, estimated at 800,000 on the eve of the U.S. invasion, has already been decimated by threats, fear, and intimidation over the past 4 years, and as many as half, probably much more, of Iraq's Christians are now living outside the country, according to the latest report of the U.S. International Commission on Religious Freedom. Professor Atta goes on to say that in regard to the Palestinians, that when the modern state of Israel was established, he writes, there were about 400,000 Christian Palestinians. 2 years ago, the number was down to 80,000. Now it's down to 60,000. At that rate, in a few years, there will be none of us left, unquote. And then, of course, Ms. Conti goes on to talk about some things that have happened as a result of this American invasion, where apparently, Pastor Crowley, Iraqi Christians have been falsely linked in the public mind in Iraq to this American invasion, and they are the recipients of a lot of terroristic actions of retribution coming to them, for example, from the southern Baghdad district of Daraa, quoting the Chicago Tribune article of May 8th, where Sunni insurgents did certain things to these folks, threatened them with all kinds of things, including death, unless they converted to Islam. Again, I think that this is directly attributable to the American military intervention in Iraq and to the American backing of Israel historically. Is that your point of view?
There's no question about it. I never heard Jerry Falwell talk about the Christians in Palestine, and I don't hear John Hagee talking about the Christian community in Iraq. All they can talk about is how wonderful the Jews in Israel are, and they have completely neglected our Christian brothers and sisters, both in Palestine and Iraq. And the tragedy of it, the irony of it is, the United States of America, a historic Christian nation, it's not Christian anymore, but it used to be, has given almost $1 trillion of its wealth and 4,000 now of its finest men and women in battle, 25,000 wounded, to attack Iraq and destroy the Christian community in that Middle East nation. It is a tragedy. And it is something that God is going to judge this nation for, and those who are responsible for it are going to have to be held accountable.
Well, absolutely. And looking at this Jeannie Conti article, I'd ask you, Pastor Crowley, to interact with this. She talks about this whole business of Judaizing proof texting in the United States Senate and in the United States Congress. Quotes Senator Inhofe from Oklahoma, a Republican, and also quotes ex-Representative Dick Armey, Republican of Texas. Senator Inhofe, indicates that, quote, God appeared to Abraham and said, I am giving you this land, the West Bank. This is not a political battle at all, says Inhofe. It is a contest over whether or not the Word of God is true. And then Dick Armey is quoted as saying, I'm content to have Israel grab the entire West Bank. I happen to believe that the Palestinians should leave, unquote. Pastor Crowley, that's pretty incredible talk coming out of Inhofe and Armey, isn't it?
It is incredible. It's unbelievable. And it's sad that these men, these politicians, have been influenced by these Christian Zionists who have lobbied them and promise them big money and re-election if they would support Israel. That's what motivates all of that.
We'll be back, and I want to talk with Dale about the upcoming No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Pastor Dale Crowley, Jr., coming to us from Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. You can find Pastor Crowley's website at www.crowleysspotlightonisrael.com. That's www.crowleysspotlightonisrael.com. And, of course, Dale Crowley for 20 years had his Focus on Israel show for WFAX AM 1220 up in Washington. We are now privileged to have him as a formal part of Mark Dankos America on the Republic Broadcasting Network every Wednesday from here on out for 1 hour, 9 to 10 a.m. Central, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Pastor Crowley, getting back to this whole business from Senator James Inhofe, a Republican from Oklahoma, who claims that, quote, God appeared to Abraham and said, I am giving you this land, the West Bank, unquote. And then Inhofe continues, quote, This is not a political battle at all. It is a contest over whether or not the Word of God is true. I'm going to repeat that. It is a contest over whether or not the Word of God is true. Obviously, Pastor Crowley, you and I come out of the evangelical tradition, and we both believe that the Bible in the original autographs is God's Word without error.
Yes.
That would make us very much a part of the so-called evangelical tradition coming out of the various divisions of the Protestant Reformation that we represent.
Exactly.
Now, you and I don't think that Inhofe's point of view will stand up to theological or political scrutiny. So, frankly, where does the senator possibly get off justifying this idea that this is a contest over whether or not the Word of God is true? Now, maybe there's a certain truth in that, ironically, coming from the other side of the aisle that he doesn't see.
Mark, this man has been influenced by Scofield dispensationalism, and that's one of the curses in Christianity around the world in the 20th century and now in the 21st century. One of your great Texans is Grace Halsell. I don't know whether that name rings a bell with you.
It certainly does.
Grace,
yes, it does.
Halsell wrote several books on the influence of evangelical Christians who are Scofield dispensationalists. It sounds like an oxymoron. How can you be an evangelical Christian and subscribe to the heresies of C.I. Scofield? But she wrote several books, and I tutored her in many of them, about the influence of Scofield dispensationalism, Israel first dispensationalism, on politicians. And Senator Inhofe and all of the rest of these politicians here in Washington who are doing everything they can to support Israel. Now, the bill in Congress now is for $30 billion for Israel. They've all been influenced by this C.I. Scofield and his Israel-first dispensationalism. That's where Inhofe gets these ideas from. And these Christians are skillful lobbyists. They come to Washington by the hundreds and the thousands, and they promise Inhofe and all of the rest of them that if they will do everything they can for Israel, that they will send them contributions and they'll vote for them at election time.
Yes, and it seems to me, Pastor Crowley, that you're absolutely correct. And Michael Collins Piper, in his book, The Judas Goats, goes a long way toward demonstrating that when you look, for example, at the Scofield Reference Bible, which in the 19th and 20th centuries popularized John Nelson Darby's rather innovative eschatology, that it is not a coincidence in the judgment of Mike Piper, and I don't think it is either, that it was the House of Rothschild, the Jewish banking consortium that financed the Oxford University Press's publication of the Scofield Reference Bible and its distribution worldwide. Now, if we take that fact, which I am satisfied is true.
Yes, it is.
Yes. If we take that fact and then look at what this Salem Communications subsidiary has tried to do to your book, it's fairly suggestive, isn't it, when we compare those two situations to see how the playing cards are stacked in favor of the Zionist and Christian Zionist perspective, both in this country and to a lesser extent in Europe.
I found that out firsthand. Radio station WFAX is a part of the Salem Communications cabal, the National Religious Broadcasters, and the people who printed my book the first time, not the second time, the first time, Zulon Press, these people sabotaged our contract, what I paid for in the publicity and distribution of my book, and I'm sure since they are a Salem subsidiary and their radio conglomerate is committed to pro-Israel support, I'm sure that they decided that they could no longer print my book or have my program focus on Israel on WFAX.
Let's take that up when we come back and see if that isn't a microcosm of the larger issue. Stay
it's
tuned.
It's happening everywhere.
Yes, sir. Stay tuned, Dale.
Okay.
We'll be right back with Dale Crowley.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
We're back. This is Mark Dantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Pastor Dale Crowley, Jr. of Washington, D.C. For over 20 years at WFAX AM 1220, Pastor Crowley had a show entitled Focus on Israel. And before we get back to the whole question of what happened to him with WFAX and what has happened to him with Zulon Publishing, I just wanted to lay before him what Mark Glenn tells me this morning in a special news release, and that is that on October 12th through the 14th in Orange County, California, there is going to be a No More Wars for Israel conference. There are some really interesting, fine speakers that have been already lined up for this conference. I'm going to put the idea in Pastor Crowley's ear here on the air that Mark Glenn might well be interested in having Dale Crowley as one of the people at that conference. So I'm going to send you the information, Dale, in Mark's news release to your email.
Thank you, Mark.
If you and your beloved wife, Mary, are free October 12th through the 14th, maybe you might be interested in making the trek from Washington, D.C., down to Orange County, California, because I think you'd be a much-needed essential addition to that already very fine conference. So I'm going to put that bug in your ear on the...
Thank you. That's a long trek.
Yeah, I know it is, and that might be, in your case, something that might be a downside of that. But on the other hand, I think the importance that you've played in this movement, both presently as well as historically, would certainly make you a natural to be included on the speaker's dais there. Pastor Crowley, we were then talking, getting back to our conversation before the break, talking about clearly your radio broadcast at WFAX, despite its wide listenership, was something that the Israeli lobby wanted a deep six. And then, of course, we get into this whole business of publishing. You know, listening to your account of what happened to you with Zulon Press, which is a subsidiary of Salem Communications, I learned that through you, Pastor. I'm reminded of what I was told quite some time ago by a very, very famous writer worldwide who writes on these issues of the Israeli intelligence community and the Israeli lobby and the kinds of things that they do worldwide that don't hit the American press. This gentleman that I'm referring to had he sold a lot of books worldwide. He had one blockbuster bestseller in this country, but then nobody wanted to pick up the sequel or the book that followed. And finally, that book was picked up by an alternative publishing house. And it was a situation where this particular writer had nothing but headaches in trying to get that book out before the American reading public and all the days that followed. It would seem to be another example of the very sort of thing that has happened to you, Pastor, and that is that when the Israeli lobby identifies particularly effective spokesmen, whether it's in broadcast journalism or print journalism or book publishing, an effective spokesman for the truth, they do whatever they have to do to make sure that that particular person is silenced.
Let me distill the whole situation in just two or three comments here. There are approximately 2,000 so-called Christian radio stations in the United States. Christians listen to those programs and those radio stations some all day long, every day. Most of them are affiliated with the National Religious Broadcasters, Salem Communications, and they're a part of this pro-Israel, Schofield dispensationalist cabal. And there are certain things that cannot be tolerated and will not be tolerated on these radio stations. One is any criticism of Israel. Number two, all of the biblical teachings. There are hundreds of verses of Scripture in the Bible on the problem of rebellious Israel. That cannot be talked about. Now, another thing that cannot be talked about is wars for Israel, because these Christian radio stations, all 2,000 of them, are warmongers. They want to fight every war that Israel wants us to fight. The one that they're pushing now, the one that Hagee is pushing, is war against Iran. And this is what the Congress is getting ready to deal with and what President Bush wants to do, and that is go to war against Iran, and it is all an outcome of this pro-Israel fanatic Schofield dispensationalist conglomerate of radio stations and so-called Christian publication organizations. And I rebelled against it. I talked about the folly of Bush's war in Iraq. I said that it was a war for Israel. I talked about the neocons and the Christian neocons like those at the World Magazine, and all of them beating the drums for war against Iraq on behalf of Israel. I spoke out against it. The White House knew about it, and the Jews of the Washington area complained and I think threatened radio station WFAX, and they canceled my program and banned me from sending out any live and in-person radio programs because they're afraid of what I would say. The only way I can present an up-to-date program on radio station WFAX now is to record it and then have them approve it for radio broadcast. And I'm not going to allow people like that to approve or disapprove what God tells me to say on the radio.
And that's ultimately, it seems to me, what it comes down to, Pastor Crowley. I can't tell you how many people I have chatted with in just in the last couple of months where we revisit this issue time and again. Where when you look at the literally millions, we're not even talking thousands here, folks. We're talking about millions of dollars in the personal possession of John Hagee of Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio, and that are being used to promote this Christians United for Israel organization and a series of other subsidiaries that Pastor Hagee controls. And by the way, the Wall Street Journal and Andrew Higgins have not even been able to get to the bottom of the financial conglomerate that is connected with the Hagee Empire, because somehow Pastor Hagee has legally, apparently, been able to use loopholes in IRS tax law to ensure that these are all quote-unquote ministries under the aegis of his church that cannot be examined in terms of the sources of the money or a public listing of the names of these people and organizations who may be in support of what he's doing. Now, when you look at this, of course, I suspect that if I was doing the same thing on the other side of the aisle from Pastor Hagee in my church, I would be up before the IRS and every other U.S. governmental authority.
Yes, you would.
So, I mean, this gives us some idea, I think, clearly as to the unlevel character of this playing field. But when we look at the people that are actually talking about the truth, and that includes Dale Crowley, Michael Collins Piper, Mark Glenn comes to mind, just to name three off the top of my head. This is not a financially lucrative business, folks. When you start standing on this kind of truth, you're not going to have clearly the money of the Israeli lobby coming your way. And quite obviously, corporate America is not going to be supporting you. And that seems to me to be the lion's share of the problem, Pastor Crowley, that corporate America is utilizing this dispensationalist mindset to create a religious and theological aura for what is clearly an ungodly and antichrist agenda.
Yes, it all sounds so very profound and spiritual and close to the heart of God. We're even told that this ungodly Israel and its Talmudic religion is pleasing in the eyes of God, the apple of God's eye. Well, it is not, it cannot, and all of these scriptures that I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast that talk about rebellious Israel are never mentioned. And I spoke on these scriptures many times, and that's one of the things that got me in trouble. Another thing that got me in trouble with WFAX is the news stories that I would talk about weekly from the Washington Jewish Week and the Forward newspapers. Now, the news stories that come out in these papers are sometimes unbelievable, they're outrageous, sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're just sad from a Christian perspective. And Aviv Sheber, my Jewish Christian friend that I was acquainted with and worked with for 5.5 years, told me that these Jewish newspapers are full of taboo topics, because only the Jews are supposed to know about these things and discuss them. We Gentiles are not supposed to know about all of this Jewish news, much less talk about it on the radio. But I did, and that got me in big trouble with radio station WFAX.
Well, it's interesting that you mention that, because I haven't seen the Washington Jewish publication, but the Jewish Daily Forward I frequently referred to in this broadcast. And, of course, I look at Haaretz, I look at the Jerusalem Post. There is something out there that is controlled by the Israeli powers that be. It's called honestreporting.com. It's been linked up to Governor Rick Perry, who has been in turn promoted by a very strong Zionist element that has its fingers in the pie in corporate deals worldwide on behalf of Israel. So there's honestreporting.com. There's Camera out in San Francisco. That's another Israeli front.
And Flame.
Flame, that's it. Flame is the other one. Matter of fact, Flame is promoted by Camera, isn't it, as I remember this?
Yeah, that's exactly right, yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Flame, promoted by Camera. And the list of these groups goes on in these publications. But I take all of their news services because I want to see what they're saying. And if we are reporting on the air honestly what they're saying, not doing so out of context, but giving the articles a fair reading and attributing these things to the original source, then obviously, as you put it, that's an eye-opener. And clearly with what Rabbi Sheber was saying, that's an eye-opener that the Jewish community does not want us to experience, and quite the Zionist community does not want us to experience, and quite clearly the corporate powers that are pro-Zionist, that, as you put it, Pastor Crowley, are operating through Salem Communications and the national religious broadcasters to promote only the pro-Zionist line and to muzzle anyone who says anything different, don't like guys like you and me using these Jewish sources to prove our point.
They not only don't like us, they're going to do everything they can to silence us. And I thank God for Republic Broadcasting Network and Mark Dankoff and Michael Collins Piper and everyone else that's Mark Glenn broadcasting on RBN. And it is a gift of God to the world. And I just hope and pray that you keep on keeping on and don't quit with getting out the truth. And I'm grateful to know that that Salem Communications is not looking over your shoulder and getting ready to cancel your radio program.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Pastor Crowley. Even at the Republic Broadcasting Network, of course, or if you're writing for the American Free Press, and I know that you've been seen there too, we are not even presently immune to the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. And without going into all of the details of what I'm referring to in the air, I know that I've had my twists and turns in the road just since I've been involved with the truth movement. I'm sure that Mike Piper and Mark Glenn could talk about some of the things that they have been through that have been very, very difficult on them and very difficult on their family members as well.
Well, I tell you, one of the biggest difficulties, Mark, is that these pro-Israel fanatic dispensationalist Christians close up their pocketbooks, close up their bank accounts, refuse to contribute even a dollar to ministries like mine. And believe me, it is very difficult financially to carry on.
Yes, and this comes, you know, when you operate with those kinds of financial contingencies, and when you are the constant victim of the kinds of things that you experienced, Pastor Crowley, at WFAX up there in Washington, and what was done by Zulon Press as a subsidiary of Salem, it again underscores the fact that this conflict is not for the meek.
No, it certainly is. I've got my Bible open here to the book of 2 Corinthians, and in the book of 2 Corinthians, Paul the Apostle over and over and over again talks about his troubles. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities, that means lack of contributions, in persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then am I strong. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. So we have got to have that kind of faith if we're going to continue this kind of work.
Well, you know, I was talking at Emmanuel Lutheran Church about this on Sunday with reference to Hebrews chapter 12. You know, in my heyday, which was my physical heyday, was a long, long time ago.
In Hawaii?
Well, biology and time tend to have their impact on all of us who continue to be affected by the ravages of original sin.
Yes.
So
at
age 52, I am not running 100 yards in under 10 seconds, which is the kind of thing I used to be able to do. But I was explaining to the kids at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in my children's sermon that when you look at Hebrews chapter 12, and the writer of Hebrews quite clearly is talking about athletic imagery when he describes the character of the race that we're running. He speaks in terms of endurance and perseverance. And I was telling these kids, I learned something about this in terms of an example. when I got out of running the 100 and the 220 and the quarter mile and retired from that sort of thing after a hamstring injury. And years later, just on my own, was running, trying to run 10 miles in Tehran, Iran one summer. I think it was the summer of 1976 at mile-high altitudes. All of a sudden, I was in a situation where my race wasn't over in less than 10 seconds. I had to go for a long time and under the most difficult conditions in terms of stamina that I had ever endured as a runner. This seems to me to have applicability to what it's like in terms of being a confessing Christian who is bringing his or her biblical convictions into the political and cultural arena, Pastor, in the way that you do. This is not an easy life that we're talking about.
Well, let me tell you about somebody who is a good example for all of us, physically and spiritually, and that's Herman Otten. Pastor Herman Otten, editor of the Christian News.
He's my old buddy.
He's a triathlon athlete, and I think he's still going in his 70s.
Yes, and Pastor Otten, of course, I have been a longtime contributor to Christian News.
He's, I know you have.
Writers, great. The great editor of the Lutheran Weekly Christian News, the national conservative Lutheran Weekly since 1962.
Yeah, I've got something very important to announce when we get back.
Very good, Pastor. We'll get right to it in the remaining minutes of the broadcast. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned for Dale Crowley.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Once again, folks, and I'll keep repeating it between now and then, October 12th through the 14th, the No More Wars for Israel Conference in Orange County, California. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press and of Crescent and Cross is spearheading this in regard to putting the logistics of the conference together. I've announced all the details once in the show today. We will get back to that again with further announcements tomorrow. Pastor Crowley, we just got a few minutes to go. Take it away, sir.
A very important announcement. An important book is coming out next week. September the 5th is the date that it's supposed to be in the bookstores, by two professors, John Mearsheimer of Harvard and Stephen Walt of the University of Chicago, have come out with a book, The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. And talk about the truth. These two Jewish professors and authors are going to expose and tell us everything that needs to be known about the Israel lobby and U.S. foreign policy and how it's leading to World War III, attack on Iran, and far from President Bush's freedom and democracy, it's going to lead to worldwide totalitarianism.
Yes, and I think it's important to underscore the release of this Mearsheimer-Walt book because, as you know, Pastor Crowley, these guys from Harvard and the University of Chicago are now taking a lot of flack in establishment circles, first for what they said in the London Review of Books, I think, a year ago or more ago, and now what they are saying in this book that's going to be out on September the 5th. So as you watch this whole thing unfold, I'd like to extend to you a personal compliment today that, of course, you have a theological basis and background that I presume our fine friends at Harvard and the University of Chicago don't happen to have.
I'm afraid not.
But yes, I'm afraid not too. But even aside from that, the fact of the matter is that when it comes to people like Dale Crowley, you've been on this pathway not for days or weeks or even a year or two. You were on board with the right position on this Iraq war from the beginning, as I was, but even further back, Dale Crowley Jr. has been fighting these battles not for a handful of years, but for decades. And for that, sir, we all take off our hats to you, because none of us would be sitting here at the Republic Broadcasting Network today had it not been for people like Dale Crowley, and I say that sincerely.
I hope our listeners will find my book On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, but Right About It All, and get more. I'm better writing than I am speaking, Mark. I do my best extemporaneously and when I'm interviewed, but I do my best when I give things a lot of thought and put things down on paper carefully, and that's what I've done in my book, On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, but Right About It All.
Yes, well, Pastor Crowley, that's a book that I'm presently in the process of reading, and I want to recommend it to my listeners personally because I'm reading the book. It's everything that I thought it would be and more. And tomorrow on this show, Chuck Carlson of WeHoldTheseTruths.org is going to be with me for a couple of hours. We're going to be talking, among other things, about Pastor Crowley's book, as well as Jeannie Conti's essay in Culture Wars entitled The Betrayal of the Christians of the Middle East. That's what's on tap for tomorrow. And then, of course, Friday, Father Martinez and Mark Glenn are going to join me. And, folks, this No More Wars for Israel conference, Orange County, California, October 12th through the 14th. Mark Glenn and Mike Piper are going to be there. Among the many fine folks who are going to be there, there's Hesham Talawi. And let's see if we can't possibly get Dale Crowley out
there
as well.
Let's get out there and have a good time together. Get better acquainted.
Yes. God bless you, Pastor.
God
I will look forward
you.
To speaking with you again very, very soon. And best to your beloved wife, Mary.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for a wonderful interview, a wonderful hour. I've enjoyed it very much, and I hope our listeners have gotten some kind of information or inspiration from us.
The pleasure is mine, Pastor. God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned.